Well, there's some interesting things happening in the water space, would you believe? Yeah, there's some new technology that may see us turn water, well, actually turn air into water, I should say. And very exciting things happening there. And it is all happening at the School of Engineering at the University of Newcastle. So, Professor Behdad Mogadeiri, good morning to you. What are some of the implications of turning air into water? I guess many parts of the world and remote areas of Australia where we see a lot of drought would be very excited about this.
Correct, because, you know, moisture in air or water in air is one of the untapped resources, and as you know, air is available everywhere, so essentially you have a resource at your disposal, provided that you can tap into it.
What was the thought behind this? I mean, how did you sort of wake up one morning and think, you know what, I think we'll see if we can turn the air into water, because, it, like you said, it's everywhere?
We've been working, as you know, in the energy efficiency area and desalination, that sort of process for some time. And then we've been thinking about a defense application for production of water for special forces. And so to us, that came sort of naturally because, you know, air is available. So if you're in the battlefield and you want to basically get some water, that would be probably the most reliable resource. Have that on site. Then came along this XPRIZE water abundance competition, which is an international, you know, global competition for producing water from air again. And then, you know, as a matter of serendipity, we put two and two together. We said, hey, we've been thinking about this. We've been working on this for some time. Let's go for the competition. And that actually catalyzed, you know, what we were thinking.
This is very exciting. And obviously you mentioned defense there, but some real world applications beyond that. I mean, in parts of the world, like you said, where water, you know, in dams, in rivers and creeks isn't readily available, this would be some great news moving ahead.
Absolutely, and you know, the competition, if I may say something about the competition,
sure.
It's very challenging actually. They require a prototype with production capacity of 2,000 litres per day at a cost of less than 2 cents per litre. So that's, I mean, there's a lot of, if you Google search, you know, water production from air, you run across hundreds of different, you know, concepts. But they're all very energy intensive. They won't be able to meet this 2 cents per litre criteria. So you literally, you have to have a process with almost zero or near zero energy footprint.
That's the amazing thing. Like you said, it's not just a matter of doing it, but doing it at an economic cost that makes it viable. If this gets over the line, how far down the track do you see, Behdad, before this could actually start to be out there in the community?
Well, we're planning to, you know, run our prototype, you know, build it and run our prototype by the end of this year. And because that's one of the necessary requirements for the competition. So we're talking about next 6 months or so to have a prototype. Then probably it would take another 6 months to a year after that to actually have a commercial unit roll out.
So either way, that's not, in the grand scheme of things, too far away. Good luck as the research continues, and looking forward to enjoying a glass of that water with you when it comes about.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No problems at all. From the University of Newcastle School of Engineering, Behdad Mogadeiri, talking with us about that very exciting application of being able to turn air into water. 2NURFM, it is 23 past 11.